Bagpipe Brothers in studio with me. It is Thanksgiving Day. Happy Turkey Day to everybody out there, and these guys will eat their share of it. Where are we going here, Bow?
We're going to talk about some Black Friday sales.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me? You've turned feminine on me.
Wait, it's actually going to be a fun segment.
Why is this feminine?
Because how many men do you know get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go wrestle somebody over a 2-bit bra that's on sale for half price?
You go wrestle over a 4K TV.
Not men. No. I'm sorry.
I've seen the videos. I'm not one of those people that goes out on Black Friday to fight the crowds, but there's plenty of dudes out there fighting over stuff.
Trust me, fighting for some gaming consoles or something.
It's not just women out there on Black Friday.
They're feminine. They need to be in the woods hunting or watching football.
We're going
to
make it fun here. This is kind of Gidden's idea, so I'll give him some credit.
This was his idea?
It was a combination. I asked him for some help on this idea.
We tag team. You're mid.
So I have a list.
Cooked is what you are.
I have a list of 10 items that are generic, so we're not, you know, trashing some brands, but they're generic brands of different things that are on sale that are going to have quirks, and you have to decide if the sale is worth dealing with a quirk.
10 of them?
Yes.
You better hurry, because I can tell you right now, I ain't going after none of them.
The first one is a 55-inch 4K smart TV. It's priced at $99, normally $199. The issue with it, the remote volume buttons only go up, not down.
I got a 65-inch TV. I don't need one. I'm not going.
No, you don't have to go. You can order it and it ships to you. So just think about that.
But the volume button only goes up, but not down.
Yeah, so if you go up too far, you're screwed.
Can you mute it?
No.
Can you unplug it?
Yeah, and throw it away.
I'm not buying that.
I probably wouldn't buy it either. I mean, it would definitely be an upgrade in size from what I currently have, but I mean, not being able to ever turn the volume down with a newborn baby seems like a bad idea.
Next one is a 6-quart slow cooker, priced at $12, normally $29. Issue is warm and low settings are swapped on the dial.
No.
Yeah, it's easy to just label them your own way.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not cooking 6 quarts of anything when I cook anyway.
I'm taking it.
For $12, you're taking it.
Yeah.
See, this is what I call the feminine Black Fridayist right here. He's spending money on stuff he don't need. Okay?
It's a slow cooker. You don't need a slow cooker. You need a fast cooker.
He needs just a cooker.
I'm sure my wife could come up with many useful ways to use a $12 6-quart slow cooker that all she has to do is label that the buttons are backwards.
We're staying with the food here. An air fryer oven that's 8 quarts. Priced at $35, normally $79. Issue is that ding at the end of the cycle sounds like a smoke alarm.
No.
I'm buying that one.
You're buying that one?
Because it's a big air fryer.
Yeah.
That's big. I mean, who cares what it sounds like when it's done? You can always reach up there and turn the button off for that.
Yeah. It'll wake you up if you're asleep.
$35 regularly, how much?
$79.
I'm in.
Next up, home security camera 2-pack.
No, I can tell you, I don't care how much it is or what the quirk is.
Black Friday price, $69, normally $129.
No.
The issue is motion alerts come 10 seconds late.
That does you a heck of a lot of good. Somebody's in your house, he's 10 seconds and gone.
Yeah.
He's already got your TV
what about
walking
you? I'm not buying. What are you getting?
I'm not buying it either. Nope. No, thank you.
David, you might have to buy this. Countertop fancy ice maker.
No. I just got a brand new.
What kind of ice?
$89, normally $149.
Look here. You know, $89, okay? You can go down to Dollar Tree and buy those ice trays.
Yeah.
That are 79 cents.
But it's fancy ice, David.
This is fancy ice, too. You can get them in different shapes.
But it's the good ice.
This is good ice after you put water in and put it in the freezer. I ain't buying no fancy ice. Well, it's just going to melt.
But the issue is it makes great ice, but loudly announces every new batch.
No, I wouldn't buy that if it was free.
How fancy is the ice?
Oh, my God. Like, it's going
to
melt.
When you go to places around Sylacauga like Wendy's and Zaxby's that had that fancy ice, that kind of ice.
Nah, $89 it's gotta be fancier than fast food ice.
It's gonna melt.
All ice melts. I want it to like be in the shape of like the Auburn logo.
No.
Oh my god.
Next up, a cordless drill and battery set. Normally $99, but on sale for $59. Issue is the battery indicator stays on half no matter what.
Indicator or the life?
Indicator. So like if your drill is 25% battery, it still says it's 50%.
And it's how much?
$59. Normally
$99. My Ryobi's pretty good. I'm passing.
Giddens?
I probably pass too. I'm set there. I'm good.
You don't use a cordless drill anyway.
Yeah, I do. No, I can't. Not that often, but I mean, I got one and I use it and it works perfectly fine.
Next up, memory foam pillow 2-pack.
Normal. I know David wants this.
Priced at $24, normally $44. Issue: one pillow is puffier than the other.
No.
No.
Nope. Not buying.
I don't need it. I don't want it.
Like you're sleeping anyways with the newborn baby.
Yeah, it'd be for Shepherd anyway.
I mean, why are you buying two pillows and one's bigger than the other?
Puffier, not bigger.
Same difference.
Maybe it's just for looks.
There's, you know, used to when I was married, there was 74 pillows on the bed. I don't need that.
RoboVac. $59.99.
Is it like a Roomba?
Yeah, like a Roomba.
Okay.
Normally $119. Issue, it occasionally gets emotionally stuck and spins in one spot for 20 seconds.
Oh, yeah, I'm buying that. That'd be hilarious. I watch it, and I teach the cats how to ride it.
It's basically half off. It's half off.
You know what's half off?
What?
His brain. I'm passing.
Has he bought anything yet?
I bought one thing.
He bought the air fryer.
Yeah, the air fryer. Two more left. A digital food thermometer. $5.99, normally $20. Issue, it reads always a few degrees off.
That doesn't seem worth it because...
Why do you have it if it's a few degrees off?
You're cooking that chicken and then it's wrong.
If you're cooking the chicken and you stick your finger in it, that's hot. Why do you need a thermometer?
Well, you got to make
sure... So you don't have an issue like that pork you had the other day?
I'm not doing that. I know when it's done, baby.
You got to know a certain temperature or it's not cooked thoroughly, but if you've got a digital thermometer that doesn't read properly, what's the point?
All right, tell me this then. Steak.
Steak doesn't matter.
But well, that's my point. Neither does anything else.
Chicken matters.
And I mean, pork.
The steak, you know, a lot of people.
Fish matters.
A lot of people like their steak rare. I mean, why don't you just knock the horns off of it, wipe its nasty butt, and chunk it down on the plate?
I'm not using a digital or any kind of thermometer for steak.
No, I'm not using a thermometer on any kind of food.
But you should probably use one for chicken.
Why?
I mean, unless you're just going to cook it for hours on end and just
okay,
safe.
When you and I and Bauman go to lunch and you eat somebody's chicken that they cooked for, you don't ask for a thermometer on your plate.
I trust that they've either done that or know what they're doing.
I trust what I'm cooking. Thank you.
Last one.
I bought one thing.
Noise-canceling headphones.
Absolutely not.
$49, normally $89. Issue, it cancels the noise from everyone but your kids.
That's what you want to cancel them for. I mean,
but you can cancel everybody that you work with.
I'm not going to cancel you guys. I don't want those headphones that I have to. No, that's not. You got to hear the birds and the bees.
The birds and the bees?
Where are we going, David?
I mean, why would you want to cancel out all the noise?
Peace
hit
and quiet.
Kick and country, baby.
Peace and quiet.
Well, you can turn on hit, kick, and country in your ears.
If I want peace and quiet, I go home and go to bed.
Giddens, you buying these?
Put on those noise canceling headphones.
I'm not buying them. How much were they?
$49.
That's $48 too much.
Giddens?
Nah, I don't need them. I'm passing.
So here's my question to you guys. How many items did we have? 10?
Yeah.
Okay, I was buying one thing. If you think for 1 minute, then I'm getting up at 3:00 in the morning to go buy an 8-quart air fryer because it's $20 off and it sounds like an alarm when it's done. I'll do without it. That's a product I might have, but I'm not getting up at the crack of dawn to go buy it and push somebody out of the way to get one.
Here, I got one for you. Would you buy a 150-inch plasma 4K TV, but you can only watch soccer on it?
Absolutely not. I wouldn't watch soccer on a 150 millimeter TV if it was free.
Millimeter?
Millimeter.
Yes. How small is that TV?
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Screen on his board right there.
I wouldn't watch soccer if somebody forced me to. I'm not watching a bunch of toffees score one goal in 89 minutes of playing.
Hey, sometimes that gets the win.
Ouch. Gets you relegated is what it gets you. All right. Is that Black Friday?
That's Black Friday for you, David.
It's football tomorrow. I'm not getting up and going buying no eight quart. No. How many did he buy? Three?
I think two or three.
Yeah, I bought a couple.
You waste money.
Well, some of them are for food.
I mean, he wastes money on food, period. But, I mean, he just wastes money.
No, it's not that's wasting money if he eats it.
That's for nourishment.
Right. So you bought the headphones. Which one did he buy?
I didn't buy the headphones.
He bought the slow cooker.
The slow cooker and the thermometer.
No, he didn't buy the thermometer.
Okay. You can go to Walmart and buy you a rectal thermometer.
I bought the RoboVac.
Yeah, he brought the RoboVac, okay, too.
To play with your cats with.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're telling me that thing's on sale tomorrow for that price, and you're getting up at 2:30 in the morning to be there at 4 o'clock when that store opens to buy that gift for your cats.
No, I'm buying it online.
No. He said Black Friday shopping. He didn't say Black Friday online. But I could tell
you it could get shipped to you.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't tell me that.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you
no. Did. You rewind said Black, I'll rewind the recording and show you.
Listen, you said Black Friday shopping.
Shopping can be online, too.
Shopping. I'm not going online to buy any of that stuff anyway.
Why not?
I don't need it.
Not even the air fryer?
No, I got an air fryer. The one he put out there was
we had to
bigger.
Come up with some item that would convince David to leave his house. It's crucial.
You're saying leave my house. No.
No, yeah. I mean,
order it online. I'm not leaving my house if I order online.
I'm going beyond ordering online. I want to come up with an item that David feels so obliged to get. He's so desperate for that he'd be willing to fight the Black Friday crowd.
The 2010 game-worn Cam Newton jersey autographed. No.
One thing that I would stand in line and I would absolutely knock Granny down to get it.
Iron Bowl tickets.
Nope. And I'd probably pay $50 to get one.
What?
A t-shirt that says Kill Soccer.
Kill soccer.
I would do it. I would do it.
Not just get rid of soccer, ban soccer.
Kill it.
Kill soccer.
Kill soccer.
It's going to be disappointing for you because I got a segment planned for next week.
You're going to be thoroughly disappointed because it's my show. You know what we do?
Turn them down.